bring your outside voices. I think you left them outside. What be the problem is? You must know what the subject was for today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We do give praise unto God. We thank God for all of you who are here. Amen. All right, today. Now, let me tell you, if y'all don't get no louder than this, I'm going to ask the kids to come back upstairs. Because do y'all miss them already? Is that it?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. As we give God all honor and praise for us being here, quickly turn with me to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8. Amen. And I need to take a poll in the house before we go anywhere else. Before I tell you, sit down, wait a minute. Right now, I need the hands of everybody who loved me. Hold, raise your hand. Okay, I'm just checking. I'm going to ask the same thing after the sermon. Amen. Raise them hands again. How many of y'all love me? How many of y'all trying to like me? Amen. Let's turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8, and hold our Bible high as we make our profession for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. We're going to read three verses only. Verses 43, 44, and 47. Luke chapter 8, verses 43, 44, and 47. You ready to read? Say amen.
Amen.
Let's read. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was stanched. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was immediately healed. Amen. You may be seated and think with me shortly with this theme. I tell all of you sit down so you won't fall. Deal with your issue. Repeat after me, neighbor. You need to deal with your issue. See, y'all said that like you were scared. Uh-huh. So we're going to say that one more time. Neighbor, you need to deal with your issue. Hallelujah. As we go through this passage of scripture, we see where this woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. That is a long time to have any kind of issue. And due to the laws back in the biblical days, when a woman had an issue of blood, she had to stay hidden. She could not be seen in public because back then it was a sign of uncleanness. And even today, contrary to popular belief, brothers, men have issues as well. As a matter of fact, if you would take just a few minutes and look around the sanctuary, I would dare to tell you that there is nobody that you are looking at or is looking at you that does not have some kind of issue. If you don't have an issue, please leave. Amen? What is an issue? First of all, an issue is a thing that is of importance to you. Even in the hotly political race today between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're telling you, don't focus on the gender. Don't even look at the color. Let's just look at the issues. Who has the better conversation? Who has the better debate plan when it comes to the issue? Somebody say issue.
Issue.
Somebody say issue.
Issue.
And let me tell you, the question of the day is, what is your greatest fear? As it recorded in Job chapter 2, verse 25, it said, the greatest fear that I've had have come up on me. What is your greatest fear? As you're sitting there pondering, oh, what am I afraid of? What are you so afraid of that if anybody found out your little secret, it would destroy your entire reputation? What is it that when you go and you, after you've given all your big oration and you've just done everything and laid hands and been grinning in front of everybody, when you go back home, when you turn off all the lights and put covers on the mirrors, what is it that you are so afraid that if somebody found out this about you, you would not be so sanctified and holy in their eyesight anymore? Whatever that is, I want you to know today, that is your issue. And just like this woman, some of us have had our issues for 10 years, for 15 years, for 30 years, sometimes even 40 years. And today, even today, we still have our issues. Somebody say, deal with it, deal with it. As you're sitting there looking at me, if you are sitting, if you're one of those people who somebody comes up and after talking to you for 15 minutes, you have given them your whole life story. Nobody likes me. Everybody talks about me. My mama didn't like me. I was the least loved and this and this and this. You have an issue. By the same token, if you have lived in a house or even had a relationship with somebody for 15 years and they don't know anything about you because you are so private, you are so secretive, I want you to know you have an issue. Somebody say issue. We today, sometimes, we are so afraid that, and you know what, even when we come into the household of faith, we sit there with our arms folded, trying not to speak to about anybody, trying to look holy and sanctified. But let me tell you, the more still you sit, the better we can see what your issue is. Those of us who come into church and we don't mind coming to worship, we just don't want to sit with anybody because we have a better time talking to our flowers, to our cat, than to our dogs rather than people. Well, let me tell you, if you got a better relationship with Fido than you do with Francine and Frank, you got an issue. Hello? Some of us, we have a different kind of issue. Because we know that we don't feel as good about ourselves as we should. So anytime a negative feeling comes upon us, we go shopping. Hello? Now if you got more than 10 credit cards, don't raise your hand, just look at me. If you have to max your credit cards out to make you feel better, don't raise your hand, just look at me. That is called an issue. Hello, somebody say issue. Mm-hmm. And today, just like the woman, we have been dealing with our issues for so long. And some of us are broke because of our issues. Some of us have mental conditions because of our issues. Some of us cannot be in a relationship because of our issues. How many got an issue problem? Raise your hand. Hallelujah. Just want to know who I'm talking to. As I said before, you ain't looking at nobody that don't have an issue problem. Hallelujah. But even in the scripture, let's look. Don't close your Bibles. I'm not going anywhere. The woman is dealing. She's in the background. She's quiet. She's trying to deal with her issues all by herself. Many times today, when we try to handle our own problem, we make a bigger mess out of than they, if they would, if we would just go to the Lord. Amen. When you recognize your issues and you can't do it by yourself, because guess what? If we could have handled our issues on our own, we would be through with them by now. But it is an issue because we keep trying to make it secret. Let me give you a revelation. Heads up. At least three people know about your problem. You, the devil, and God. Now it's up to you who you want to take your problem to. But if you keep holding on to them in the secret dark corners of your house, this time next year, you're going to still have the same issue. So my brother, my sister, deal with your issue. Somebody say, deal with it. Come on, say, deal with it. Years ago, we used to sing that song. I mean, it is no secret what God can do. What he does for others, he'll do for you. With his arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret. Somebody say no secret. Somebody say no secret. It is no secret what God can do. We come into church today and we just try to hide. If you are ashamed of your family members, you have an issue. If you don't want to talk about how it was when you grew up, you have an issue. But just like this woman, let's look here. This woman had her issue, and she had gone, and she had done everything she possibly could. But when she went to Jesus, somebody say to Jesus. Somebody say to Jesus. I need your outside voice to say to Jesus. When she went to Jesus, she took her issue to him because she realized after 12 years, she couldn't take anymore. Is there anybody in the house that said, I can't take no more? I'm tired. I can't do this no more. Hallelujah. Have y'all seen the movie Dream Girls? When she turned and looked at her husband. I'm looking at the house. I'm looking at all the money in the bank, but I can't do this no more. I've been pretending so long. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't know who I am anymore. Is there anybody that's tired of trying to be somebody that you know you're not? Tell your neighbor, deal with it. This woman had gone from doctor after doctor. Instead of getting better, she kept getting worse. How many of us today, if we tell the truth, we put on so many faces. When we come to church, we don't know which faith we're supposed to have. How many of you walk through the church on Sunday with your Friday night faith on and everybody looking at you is confused with your issues? Tell somebody to deal with it. But then we look at here. And Mark 4:22, it says, for nothing shall be hid that's not going to come. Grandmama used to say it like this, what's done in the dark will come to light. Hallelujah. You can't slide up in here. Then you hear the choir? If we listen to you long enough, we know who's singing and who can't sing. You ain't got no secret. Who am I talking to this morning? Hallelujah. Issues. Some of us are like Lazarus. God has resurrected us, brought us back from the grave, but we still have our grave clothes on because we got issues. Some of us are just like David. God has blessed us with everything imaginable, but we've got issues because we look at all we got and we still would risk our position to get something that belongs to somebody else. We got issues. Then some of us are just like the multitude that Jesus fed him. He sit around and we know we got stuff to do. But we were too lazy to pack our own lunch. So we just came out saying, they know we was coming. They ought to at least feed us. We come to church. The choir's supposed to sing you happy. The deacon's supposed to pray you happy. I got to preach you happy. God bless America. You should have been happy when you got up this morning. Then I've been fussing. Mama didn't make me happy. Daddy didn't make me happy. I thought if I had got married, I'd get happy. I thought if I had kids, I'd be happy. I got grandkids and I ain't happy. Look in the mirror. It ain't nobody's fault if you ain't happy. Deal with your issues. Some of us would be happy, but we don't know what makes us happy. Tell your neighbor, deal with them. That would be happy with an apartment. Got an apartment, now we want a house. That would be happy with a car. Got a car, we still ain't happy. That would be happy married. Now we married, now we want to be single. You don't know what's going to make you happy. Deal with your issues. Somebody say, deal with them. Say, deal with them. This woman, all these issues, glory to God, but she was by herself. Child of God, let me tell you, You can't do nothing by yourself. You got to come to Jesus. Do you have your Bibles open? All right, let's look at verse 47. Verse 47, Satan, you're lying. What am I doing over in Corinthians? In verse 47, let me tell you how most of you don't come to Bible study. You're not in a women's class. So look at verse 47. Let me show you how to make this personal. You have verse 47? Where it says, the woman, put your name. When you say she, put your name. And then, let me read it for me. And you put your name in it. For me, it would say, when Velda saw that Velda was not hid, Velda came trembling and falling down before him. Velda declared before him, unto him, and before all the people, for what cause Velda had touched him, and how Velda was immediately healed. What am I saying? As I stand before you, used to have an issue about being public. I am extremely private. When my brother and sister lived with me, they didn't see me. I didn't want them to see me because I was private. My issue was being public. But God had me to sit down in my living room, and I had to deal with my issue. He told me, I cannot use you sitting in your house. I got to bring you out of your house so that I can use you. Now I got a public telephone number. I got two cell phones. You can call me on my job. I'm on call 24/7 because God dealt with my issue. I could not serve God and be private. He said, come out, wherever you are. And when I came out, he made me public, and I got over my issue. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to tell you the truth. Some of us now, we have to be in control because we don't want everybody to know how scared we really are. And if I'm not in control, you might not think I'm powerful. I gotta be in control. I gotta tell you what to do. I ain't taking no orders myself. I just want to tell you what to do and how to do it because I got an issue about being in control. Some of us got an issue. We don't want nobody to have more expensive clothes than us. So we go and we shop out our credit card because we want everybody to see how good we look when we walk in church, because we got an issue. If we ain't the best dressed, we upset. If we don't look the best, we upset because we got issues. Y'all catch your breath. I ain't talking about nobody. Some of us come in, we try to see who got the longest hat, and we go buy longer hat so we can make sure my hair longer than her hat. Seen those times when you come to church, got your sales tag still on your suit so somebody noticed because you got issues. Tell your neighbor, get over it. When you look at verse 47 and you put your name in verse 47, we need to do just like she did. We need to call our issue for what it is and take our issue to Jesus. Because when you take your issue to Jesus, he does not broadcast it on the telegraph. He does not put it in post dispatch. But when you take your burden to the Lord and leave them there, he will cure you of all of your issues. If you would just take your little happy self, you'll learn how to sleep at night. You'll learn how to be by yourself and like it. But you gotta take it to the Lord and deal with your issue. Some of us don't want to come out because we're too fat, we're too short, we're too light, we're too dark. Don't you know God made you the way he made you? The way you look is not an issue. How you feel about yourself, that's in Hollywood years ago. Hallelujah. I think it was Della Reese went out for a part, and the producer looked at her and he said, Della, I love your acting, but for this part, you just ain't black enough. Even in the presidential race, we've got black people looking at Obama talking about he ain't black enough. Well, I got a question for you. How black do you need to be good enough to do anything for God? Tell your neighbor, deal with your issue. We even got people now don't want to vote for Obama because he ain't black enough. Don't want to vote for Hillary because she ain't a man. And then don't want George Bush because he's stupid. Well, deal with your issue. Tell your neighbor, deal with it. Don't you understand when we read verse 21? Don't you understand? God already knows what he put in you. But if you are ashamed, he said it like this, if you are ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father. What is your issue? Well, I would join the choir, but I have to come to church every Saturday. I want to be a trustee, but they call you out when I be tired. I want to be a missionary. I don't understand the mission. I would work in children's church, but I don't want to be with my own kids. Everybody got an issue. Tell your neighbor, deal with it. But when we look at verse 47, the woman took her issue and she got to Jesus. Because when she touched him, the issue dried up. Church, don't you understand? There is no problem that God cannot solve. Doesn't matter how many doors been closed in your face, God opens doors that no man can shut. He's not concerned how old you are, how young you are. He doesn't care if you have a diploma or you don't have a diploma. He said, bring, come unto me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is your issue? What is your issue today? What is stopping you from being all you can be in the army of the Lord? You might sit there and say, I'm not holy enough. Yes, you are. I don't make enough money. Yes, you do. The question is, do you love the Lord with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind? Do you trust him with everything you have? That should not be an issue that keeps you from serving God. Tell your neighbor, deal with your issue. When this woman took her issue before Jesus, she did it with all she had. She knew she was being talked about, but she didn't care. She knew people was making fun of her, but she didn't care. She knew what the rules were, but she didn't care. All she knew is that if I could just get to Jesus, all of my problems would be over. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. Big Mama used to say, he got more medicine in the hem of his garment than all of the drugstores. So if I could just get to Jesus. Somebody say, get to Jesus. Somebody say, get to Jesus. Somebody say, get to Jesus. I can just see her. Sister, I'm so tired today. Are you tired? Sister, I'm so tired. People think I'm so strong, but I'm not strong. It's not me, but it's the God that lives in me. And when I get tired, weak and weary, I lean on the loving arms of the Lord. When I can't do no more, I say, Jesus, I need you.
can't do nothing without you. Oh, yes, Lord. When my burden gets so hard to bear, I take them off my shoulder and I give them to the Lord. And he straightens me up. Somebody say, deal with your issue. Somebody say, deal with your issue. I don't care. Hallelujah. There'll be times you won't like me, but that's not a problem. There are times when I don't like myself, but there's never a time when my God turns his back on me and walks away from me. I would rather have Jesus at the center of my life than all of you calling me every day of the week. Jesus is the one that died for you. Jesus is the one who is waiting for you to say, Father, I've been carrying this all by myself. Will you help me through this? Jesus, be a fence all around me. I can't deal with this no more. Jesus, I got enemies to the left of me, the Red Sea to the right of me. I can't turn which way, Lord. Just show me. He said, give me your issue. Give me your issue. Because he is the one that came through 42 generations to give you life and life more abundantly. He is the one that walked through hellfire to give you a better opportunity. He is the one that took 39 stripes just to pay your debt. He is the one that they took up on Calvary's cross and they hung him between the heaven and the earth. He is the one that when they laid him in a borrowed tomb, on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. And when you see Jesus, my brother, he'll make it all right. My sister, when you take your burden to the Lord, he will ease your troubled mind. All you got to do is deal with your issue. Tell your neighbor, deal with it. Tell your neighbor, deal with it. It's not about who's in control. It's about who's in charge. It's not about what somebody else is calling you. It's about what you call yourself. It's not about who loves you, but it's about who you love. And whatever is your greatest fear, I came to tell you, just like Job, it will happen. It will happen. Catch your breath. But if you learn how to see Jesus today, when your issue comes, it will be over. Because you went to him first. There's a song that's on my heart. The doors of the church are open. Deacon Woods vowed to help me. When I see